What'd you see on the first drive from the 3-yard line? It looks like you found some room on the edges and kind of exploited that all day.
Yeah, you know, it's we came out with a game plan to run the ball out of the shotgun to kind of press some issues there. To do that, the receivers had to block on the outside. You know, we did a lot of pulling stuff, got tight ends moving. That's a big drive for us. From the backed up three, we talk about just get one first down. That's the most important thing, is to get that one first down, and we took it down the field, used up, I think, pretty much the whole quarter. Unfortunately, had to settle. A penalty kind of hurt us, but that's a big drive for us to start the game.
How much momentum is taken from that the rest of the game? Or is there?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we coming out and being physical, running the ball against this team at this place, you know, everyone knows that this is a physical football game. So to come out and kind of establish that, I'll be the first punch, but you know what I'm saying, get it going was big for us.
How important, Ben, to get Le'Veon going in that first series? I think he touched it 9 times on that
right,
first
which, like I said, was the plan. We wanted to get him involved early. Felt like we had something, saw something in the run game. And, you know, that was big for him. I think that helped him get into a little flow, too.
Then you had some troubles here the past 10, 15 years. How satisfying it is to come in this place and do what you did?
Very. you know, it's AFC North football. It's here. It's hostile. My goodness, it's that's fun. It's fun to come win this football game here, especially.
Ben, how much of a relief maybe is it to get the past week behind you? There's obviously been a lot of stuff going on with the anthem and all of the conversation. Maybe you weren't aware, but how much of a relief is it to get this week
behind? Yeah, I mean, it's football is such a relief for so many people, right? In this country, it's. It's a way for people to not worry about their jobs and not worry about things that are going on in their lives. So for us to come out and play football and give people kind of a release, it's fun. And for us as players, this is what we've done since we were little kids. And so for us to come out and just play football, to put the loss behind us, I think that was as much of a big deal for us as anything, is a loss last week. And for us to come out and just play football again was a lot of fun.
The issues that arose for this team in particular – based off of last weekend and all of that, did you feel like they were resolved before you took the field today? Or?
You know what? We knew what we were going to do. We were coming out. We were standing together, and that's all there is to it.
Ben Pouncey had said that Wednesday, I think. Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk about it as a group? Or did you just,
nope. That was it.
You just hear him say it on TV, and that was it?
Yep, that was it. I heard him say it in your guys in the morning show. I think it was said, I believe, Monday, maybe the team meeting. We kind of talked about, I think I mentioned that, Monday or Tuesday, I think. And then I think it's what was known, what we were going to do.
Did you feel like Le'Veon was close to having a day like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I'd like to give some credit first to Hubbard coming in playing well. B.J. Finney, he had to report more time. I mean, he's probably tired of saying 67 report. We had tight ends. I mean, we did Rosie, Nix. I mean, he opened up some holes. I mean, Le'Veon did some great things, but he's only one guy in a scheme to get him going. And so it was awesome to get him going. I think he enjoyed it, you know, anytime that – and they were not easy yards. I mean, they were some physical yards he had to get, and that's what makes it fun for all the guys up front and for him.
Finney said that you told him to run around. He didn't know it.
Yeah, I'm so glad we won, because we can go back and look at this and laugh. We had the wrong personnel on the field. We called a pass play. He's actually an eligible tight end. And he looked at me and said, Ben, what do I do? And I totally I didn't realize he was on the field until we were in the huddle. And I said, Finney, I said, block first and then just go to the flat. And it was actually a play that I looked at AB first. He was covered, threw it to Vance in the middle. But after I threw it to Vance, I looked. There was no one within 20 yards of Finney. I wish so much that I would have looked back there and thrown it to him, because it would have been great to see him running. I don't know how far he would have got, but it would have been awesome.
That's kind of how your offense is supposed to look, Ben.
I mean, we'll take a win here however we can get it. I still feel I personally didn't make all the plays. You know, we had a chance there towards the end. Maybe try to force one to AB on that third down on the backside. Jesse's open on the front side. I should have just, you know, take what they give me. Had a deep one there at the end to Martavis that I really don't ever think I can overthrow him. And unfortunately, I did, because that's a dagger. You know, we finally got the look we wanted. We finally got him running by somebody. And when I let it go, I thought it was good, but I guess too much adrenaline. But those are the plays that I get upset about, because those are the plays that I expect to make, and we need to make at that moment because that really, you know, kind of puts a dagger in it.
Was it overall, though, was it more of a take what you could get passing game? You kind of forced the issue with the run and then what was there with the pass?
I think so. I mean, we knew that they were going to take away a lot of big plays. So it was Juju, it was tight ends, it was Le'Veon out of the backfield, run the ball, you know, take a couple shots when we had it. But I think overall I like the way that we played as an offense, I mean, especially in the trenches. I thought they did a great job of seeing things, picking things up, communicating. Penalties still kill us. We killed ourselves in the red zone with penalties, and we can't do that.
Hey, were you aware that Antonio was upset in the first half after that one series?
I heard about it.
You hear
him? You know what? AB's a playmaker, right? We have a lot of them on this field, and sometimes there's not enough footballs to go around to everybody. But, you know, I think AB is a very passionate – you guys, especially from Pittsburgh, know how passionate he is about wanting to help this team, wanting to do everything he can to take us to that next level. I think that's just nothing more than a competitor wanting the ball every single play, and you can't blame him for it.
Well, as a playmaker yourself, how do you compartmentalize? You know, some games the big plays are going to be there. Some games it's going to be like this where you know, you move it along.
You know, you have to take the approach like this one is we'll take a win however we can get it, whether it's, you know, 2-0, you score a lot of points, whatever it is. So my goal this week was to come in and not turn the ball over. Obviously, turned the ball over once on a kind of a crazy interception, which is unfortunate, but it happened. And, you know, that was our goal. Come in, take what they give us, don't turn the ball over. And punting isn't necessarily a bad thing. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that overall today.
What was the explanation on that interception? His knee was down yet.
What I was told, what I heard kind of secondhand, was that he never possessed the ball to be down by contact. So I guess he was still bobbling it or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, it's a very unique situation. I've never seen anything like that. I'm mad it happened that Weddle got it, and because we're very good friends, so that made me mad too.
And then what's the significance of getting a win back here in this stadium again for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, they've owned us here, and it's, you know, it's no secret. I take that personally. Played this game a long time, played against these guys, had a lot of great battles. And when you feel like you can't come to this place and win a football game, it bothers you. So to be able to come here and get a good win, AFC North, kind of finish that first quarter of the season, satisfying.
Ben, they may have already asked you about Le'Veon's performance, all the touches that he got. Is he all the way back now in the crew?
They did ask. you know, I hope so. I mean, I know he's still kind of getting into it. I think that's probably a better question for him. How does he feel? But I know when we're out there and we're grinding at the end, or he's getting stuff in the pass game, he looks like Le'Veon to me. I know his numbers haven't been what everyone expects and what he expects, but the things that we're asking him to do, to me, that's what 2-6 does.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, everybody.